This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mark Cooper, MarkCooper. Date of birth 10/23/1964. Date of appointment September 20, 2023. Requesting a physician. Ashley Holmes, ASHLEIGHHOLMES, NP. Dear Ashley Holmes, I have the pleasure of seeing Mark Cooper today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 58-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who on 9/5/2023 developed numbness in the right upper extremity and unable to speak. He fell down also. He went to the LSELLIS hospital and diagnosed with stroke over there. He had a stroke in 2022 also. He started to walking better now, getting dizziness and having some problem in speaking. He has a heart monitor for 1 month. He was seen by the cardiologist. If heart monitor will not show anything, then they will put the loop recorder. Blood pressure was high in the hospital.
Yeah.
1 minute. Past medical history. Alcohol abuse, stroke, fall, wound infection, hypertension, past surgical history, endoscopy, amputation of the toe, hernia repair, open reduction of fracture of the neck, femur, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, albuterol, amlodipine, aspirin, ativan, cyclobenzaprine, folic acid, labetalol, Lipitor, thiamine. Social history: smoke 1 pack of cigarette per day, drinks 2 cans of beer daily. He is a construction worker. He is divorced, live with the sister, have 3 children. Family history: mother 92-year-old alive, father deceased with 72-year-old colon cancer, 2 sisters, 1 brother, 1 brother deceased with the prostatic cancer. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety. Physical examination and blood pressure 140/85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular and rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, this R3 are present, no aphasia, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is a mild left facial droop present, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action, tremor of the hands present, some resting tremors also present, right more than the left. Motor system examination, strength left side is 545, right side is minus 545, deep tender reflexes 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 58-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, acute lacunar stroke on the in the left thalamus. Number 2, old lacunar stroke in the right thalamus. Number 3, encephalomalacia of the left cerebellum and tiny right cerebellar stroke. Number 4, now right-sided weakness. Number 5, essential tremor. Next paragraph, as patient is improving, I advised him to take aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Lipitor 40 mg PO daily. The importance of good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. Follow with cardiology. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months.